Welcome everybody to our February council meeting. Thank you all for coming along. And I'd just like to remind you all that the meeting is being recorded today. So that's in accordance with the local government administration regulations. In attendance we have all councillors bar an apology from Councillor Asprey. All other councillors are present. Employees, we have CEO, Deputy CEO and Manager of Works. Public question time. I'd like to welcome today Mr. Ray Lewis, who's joined us for our public question time and I believe has one or two questions for us.
Yeah, that's right, I am here.
Thank you, Ray, and welcome along. And
very good. Yeah, since the last meeting, before to go to the electors meeting, we came along and aired our grievances and a few things. The main thing, we'll start off with the water supply in our dam up there. I've asked the CEOs for the last 5 or 6 years whether we have some water, we have, we can't. So this last time we brought it up, so I asked Grant, so we opened it up 2 days ago. My staff opened up and they Shire worker up when I've abused shit out of it. So we've got to make a decision whether who owns the water, whether you're going to let me have some water. Otherwise, whether I'm going to get the water from the town dam to fill our dam up, or whether we're going to get rid of the pipeline between the two dams. So I think we've got to come to some reason of one way or the other whether we're going to let us have some water. Last year, the pipe burst and the dam overflowed for two weeks. I went up there, we opened the water up, there's going to rain an inch of rain. But in the meantime, somebody went up there that night and blocked it up. So all the water went in your dam, down the thing, and all the sewage went down through their farm. So I just got to work out, or through the Shire, 20 years ago, you sent Aussie Fulford up there with a ripper and without my authority, you ripped the pipeline through our paddock without our authority, and you put the pipeline between the town dam and the footy dam. So the water ran down there. Last year it broke, and I think it probably emptied the town dam. It went in our paddock. So I think we've got to make a decision whether we're going to open it up or what the law is, whether you're going to have the water, is it your water or our water? But we've got to discuss this with the council today, whether we're going to open up so I can have some water. And I don't want to take the water off the town dam, that comes first. But I think what you've got to look at, I went up the town dam and somebody's been shutting the water off. I don't know, somebody's been swimming in the dam. So I don't know, people swimming in that town dam and something goes wrong with them, somebody's going to be in trouble, somebody drowns. But I think we need some signs up there that said there's no swimming, no camping, no nothing.
So, sorry, you're talking about the railway dam?
The railway dam.
The railway dam, that's what you call it, what do you mean by town dam?
Town dam, the railway, I call it the railway dam, yeah.
Yep.
So the railway dam, the thing is about 5 years ago you did some improvements on the town dam to get more water going into your footy dam. And therefore they put a pipeline through there about 15, 20 years ago. So that's all right. Race, they just come along and they deal with the light. But one thing we've got to know now, whether you're going to stop people swimming the dam, but we're going to have some signs up there. But I think that the town dam up there needs the water coming down to the footy dam to
for the oval.
The oval dam, yeah.
From the railway dam.
Yeah, from the railway down it is, getting down to the town dam, but to the sewage and everything, it'll. It's pretty coloured water up at the railway dam. But you blend it with the one down here, it's all good for the lawn. But the thing is, what we've got to do, we've got to have some direction of what we're going to do with the road. Either your water or the one, or it falls out of the sky, whose water it is. So all I want, I've got 1,000 metre dam there. It probably fill up in about 3 or 4 inches and the road flows and goes to your dam. So what I want to know from the council, whether they're going to block me off and I've got to do something different, or we're going to have it out once and all. The works manager, two of the three of the works managers said, we can open it up, and we've got a certain chap in the Shire that closes all the time. So I want to know who, it seems to me at this stage, the tail's wagging the dog.
Okay. I'll pass
yep.
to the CEO, who will respond.
Yeah, look, Ray, we've turned around, we've spoken to a staff member and said it is to remain open at the moment. I guess one of the things that we're sort of looking at is that we'll be looking at establishing an MOU with you in regards to the use, to turn around and make sure that you get a share, we get a share, and what else we think is reasonable.
If you're a damn champion, I don't want anything. I'm here for Wickapen. Mm. You've got to come first. But when it runs away for 2 weeks,
absolutely,
run down there, and then I go and get the dam, and the rain comes, and it all goes through, and we've lost a lot. Yeah. And when the town dam has got a bust in the pipe, we're all running our farm. It could have been in our dam. But the thing is, we've got to get it down this time, because I've had enough.
We will draw up
an agreement,
yeah. MOU. It won't be illegal, but it will be an MOU.
You know what it's like. I don't want all your water.
So that everyone's on the same page.
But yeah. I don't want your staff going up there and abusing my staff and told him we're going to fill it in.
An MOU will solve that problem.
And my staff said, well, if you fill it in, I'll fill you in.
Okay, well, we don't want that to happen, Ray, so we will get the MOU drawn up.
Well, that's all I want to know. I don't want to sit here and grizzle the time.
No,
it's one of those that be banned the Ray's days.
Yeah, and then you can both work out.
Yeah, no, we're happy with it, but I mean, the last time they put that many bloody rocks up there, I said, well, you can have your water if you want it.
We'll try and get that draft as soon.
But I think you need to do something with the town dam. I don't think you have people swimming in there because of legal requirements.
The railway dam.
This is the railway dam.
They go up there. You've got to have some signs of no camping, no swimming, because I think there's something getting drowned or something.
We were actually talking about that just a little while earlier. And we're actually in discussions with our insurance company
to
turn around and see what our obligations are, because we just spoke about the exact same issues.
Well, you can't put up there a swimming yard risk.
No.
I can put my sign on my farm and say, come in your own risk. If somebody kills themselves, I'm liable, whether I'm there or not. The world's crazy. Mm. But never mind, that's all right. We've got the water thing sorted out. One other thing, now the pub's getting open, they've got the kids going back and forwards. So I think, I don't know if you've ever discussed this, we need something to protect the kids. We need a crosswalk or some system to protect the kids going from the skate park or the playground to the pub. So I don't know if you ever brought that up or not, but I mean, it's just one of those things that I've seen kids know you get run over, two or three of them, and these trucks are coming through, so we don't want any accidents, because it's a bit close to the road, the old park, but that's the way it is now. You can't change it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's actually controlled by Main Roads. We are turning around and seeing if we can get a suggestion in. We've also been talking with Walga Road Advisors to see if they can come up with some possible options as well. But yeah, the concern is there, but unfortunately, being that it's controlled by Main Roads, they're the ones that are the final decision maker.
So if anyone gets killed, they're not liable, are they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen, but yeah, we've turned around and raised it several times.
Fair enough, but that's the one thing. Now, the reserve up there, I brought it up last time that I think we've got to do something about prevention's better than cure. But all I think it needs a bulldozer, and then we need a chain cleared right around on the
Which reserve, right?
Town dam.
Oh, still talking about
the town dam. It needs a reserve. All the trees are falling over our fences. Who's responsible? We used to have a grader thing. It hasn't been graded for 4 or 5 years. But if a fire gets there and comes down the rail line and there, then your town will go. So I think we've got to do something in this winter time, or within the next 3 or 4 months. We've got to get a bulldozer or your escalator will do it, get something on that, and just push the trees back, and we've got to have some sort of break. But when I went up there today, I just said, look, you need some more roads through the reserve, because if you're going to fight a fire, you've got no show. And nobody will go in there the way it is.
Clearing permits would be a big thing up there. You'd never get permits at all to clear any of those trees, Ray, because they're all natural trees.
Natural?
Yeah, you'd never get the
permits. Well, the old jam trees fall down.
Yeah,
yep.
you won't get the clearing permits.
Fallen trees becomes a habitat for the animals.
Animals. What if we burn the town out? Who's going to pay?
Well, you just won't get the clearing permit to bulldoze the amount of trees that you're talking about.
Well, Pinsley did, and they know they got burned out. What did they do? Cleared all the a chain break all around the town. But the thing is, all these fires, as you realise now, not 90% of the WA is going to be put in crop. Now, if we get a bad fire like we had the Wickerman one or the Pinsley one or something like that, you never stop a fire. You know as well as I do.
Well, actually, Ray, if there was a fire in that reserve, I'd probably ban anyone from going in there.
Yeah, I agree. No one's going to go in
there. Nobody will go. I will not let our volunteer fire brigades or volunteer people go in that bush. I would sit on the outside and wait for it to come out, but I would not let them go in there.
Ray will go first.
We'll block up the entry.
That's the option. If hopefully we don't get a fire. But if there is a fire, that would be my strategy. I wouldn't let the fire brigade people go in there.
Well, the thing is, if somebody's going to be liable, that's a bigger thing. Going to be killed.
It's burning in the bush, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's when it gets out onto the farmland that it's not, and then it can be fought. But I would not allow any of our volunteers to go in there.
What about banning people going in there now, swimming and all these things on motorbikes and everything? Is that going to be the other
thing? That's what we're looking into.
Well, it is a recreational reserve. That's the problem. It used to be a water supply reserve, and now it was changed to recreation, and it's a recreation reserve. Doesn't mean you can camp there and light fires, but it means you can go in there and recreate.
Who won't give you a permit to clear a metre back? So
the EPA. You have to have a full bushfire mitigation plan done to be able to do that. And Pinjali have got a SESM, who've done a full bushfire mitigation planning activity. Narrogin have got the same, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And that's probably how, and I'm not saying it is, but that's probably how they got their permission to, and I know Cabelling did a lot of bushfire mitigation as well, because they had their SESMs, and I don't know what SESM stands for, but they're the ones who do the bushfire mitigation planning and get all the approvals, and it's something like a 3 or 4 year process.
We've actually got an aim is to get a SESM, but
hopefully a joint SESM with Coolin we have applied for, but that could be a couple of years in the making as well.
Well, another one is
just on the road, on your clearing. I mean, we battle to get permits to clear on the road, let alone.
Yeah,
so
we just wouldn't get them, and because it's now a recreational reserve, it's what it is. It was changed from
water. People can go and shoot kangaroos and go.
Well, they can if they're Noongar of descent anyway, because of food rights. That's legal. Community Emergency Services Manager is a SESM. And they will do bushfire mitigation planning.
So I'm hearing that Madam President has quite rightly said, I'm not going to let anybody go in and fight a fire in there the way it is at the moment. But just to ask you, Mr. CEO, the trees that are fallen across access tracks, for want of better words, that may have been used for firefighting, do they also come under, they're there blocking a road, more as a habitat thing, or is it more important to have open access? That when I came here 7 years ago, our works manager then had cleared all those tracks through there and cleared out the drainage, all the town runoffs that they made nearly 100 years ago with all stone, and they've all caved in again, you know, filled in with broken trees and things like that. Is that something to improve water management that we're going to look at?
Yeah, we've got to be extremely careful with what we actually do, because, I mean, look, if it's to turn around and clear an access way, it'll probably be acceptable, as long as you turn around and basically take the tree from being across the road and turn around
that's
and
what I'm close saying.
By.
Yeah,
we could probably turn around and do that. But it's, I mean, I know, you know, and this isn't
around
a,
them.
Yeah, it's not a problem that's unique to Wickedin. Ray, I've been in shires all over the place. We have the exact same issue. I'm just trying to think, it was only, would have been about in the last 4 years, Shire of Lake Grace actually got a huge fine because they cleared land to turn around and do a gravel pit, and it wasn't authorised. So, yeah, it's one of those things, because what they do now is they do satellite surveys. You know, if they see a change to the greenie, then that's how they turn around and have a look at it. So, yeah, it's just, you know, the cost of the Shire would be a hell of a lot more if we don't get it done correctly.
Another one that I brought up the other day in the meeting is the 200 acres over there. Has the football club or the bowling club contacted you about burning the stubble?
Something just came through today. I'm going to discuss it with council later.
See, what we usually do, I offer them $1,000 a month for 2 months. And they said, oh, no, we want to burn it. I said, well, I don't think the Shire's going to let you burn it for a start, because they burned it 1 year beforehand and never rained till June and blew the whole thing across the town. So, but just one of those things. No, we're quite happy to, it's no good wasting the stubble and the thing just for the sake of not doing it. So
again, that may be an MOU that is drawn up between yourself and the sports club, possibly. I'm not saying it will be, it could be something like that, so that everyone's on the same page.
I rang it 3 or 4 times and they said they haven't got contact yet. Well, I said, well, I'm going to meet you, I'll ask. You'll have to discuss it with you. You're going to let them burn it in April or May, or not let them burn it at all. Mm. I don't know what your policies are, so but I just thought I'd bring it up, because we'll be sending our sheep somewhere else if we don't get it.
Yep.
That's my other problem.
Yeah.
The other one is the CBH, when CBH put their accommodation there, did that have to go through the Shire or not?
The
CBH housing, did you have to give a permit to put it in there or not?
The housing on their land? We approved the planning of it.
I think so.
Yeah, the planning.
See, what happened when I sold the land to them? I should have wrote it down with the lawyer and got it all set. All that where they put the houses, that should have been all treed up. The deal by selling the land, providing you tree it between the town and the...
But you didn't, Ray. You didn't do that.
I know, but you know what Ray's all about.
I know, but you didn't do it, and no one can read or do after the event. So
why did the Shire tell them to go up there on the blocks I eventually gave them?
Because it's their land. They can do what they want.
I know, but the thing is, what I'd like you to the Shire to do is write to the CBH and see what they're going to do with those blocks.
Well, that could be something that we could approach
CBH.
If
you write to them and said if they want to give it back to the Shire...
Yeah, well, we could ask them if they're willing to revert to
the Shire. It's always better to ask, I've been told.
Yeah, but we can't demand, or we can't tell them what to do with their own land.
Yeah, the thing is, you think it's a gentleman agreement. They took a look, it took 3 years to get all that CBH down there, so...
But they're big business, right?
Yeah, I know, you can go and rattle them. It's like lawyers or judges. They think they can tell them, but you've got to get back at them and tell them what you think of them after a while.
That's right, but again, unless it's written down in writing and agreed upon by both parties, it won't happen. So...
Well, I might get my contract out. I think it might be there in the contract.
All right, well, you do that. Yeah. So, but we can certainly write to CBH and ask.
Yeah, just, there's a couple of blocks that you're probably wanting some blocks around the town or clean the town up.
Yep, and now that they've built already on their own land, maybe they might be willing to part with their residential blocks.
Well, that's
so
what
we can certainly
that's
ask the question.
You've got a fence around them up there, so
We can write them a letter, yep.
2-bedroom units, you don't know what you're going to do.
That's right, yeah. So, all right, anything else, Ray?
No, I think it'll be enough for today.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to you regarding the MOU for your water.
Yep. One thing, I think we need to clean the town up. I think somebody needs to knock on the doors of some of these people and say, well, hey, it's about time we're going for a tidy town competition. Because we're having a lot of people, I know three or four people I haven't seen for 60 years that rang me and said they're coming back to Wickerman to see what improvement we've had. So I said, well, you can come, but we'll have to clean the town up for a start. Yep. But there's 10 vehicles in a yard, backyard there, so I don't know if you can do anything with them or not.
It's not a simple process, but we are trying to deal with those. There's several things that we turn around and try and deal with. Vehicles is one, sea containers is another. There's one property that's got a train carriage in the back of it.
Shit.
So there's a few things that we're trying.
So what about the, what do you say, containers? They're not allowed?
According to our town planning policies, no, you can't have a sea container if it's visible from the road.
You drive around town, I can tell you there's five or six feet in town.
And that's exactly what we're taking.
They have been notified by the rangers to move them, but they haven't done it yet, so,
So what are we doing with the block that got burnt up today? Are we doing anything about that or helping them out or take the block off them?
We're trying to turn around and get some action with that. We can't give you any details, but we are trying to turn around and push through with it.
Yep, so it's work in progress cleaning up backyards and everything, but it's always on the back of our mind and it comes up often, so we don't forget about it.
No, very good. Okay. Yeah, we just have time to tidy the place up.
And we look forward to seeing you at the festival.
I'll be there with my buddy Rams, don't worry about that.
Yes, that's good.
30 lambs.
Yes.
Some in boxes, some not.
And, that sounds great.
I've got the $500 raffles all set together. So
wonderful.
You've got to keep me alive. That's the main thing.
That's lovely. And we thank you for coming in and visiting us today.
Well, why not? Well, the thing is, it's no good just one says one and one says the other. Unless you get it down in writing.
That's right.
And then you take something. There's the contract.
Yep.
If it's no good, well, you abide by that. One thing if you could sort that out today, is this adjustment on your block.
We are talking about
it. Okay, yes.
Because it's no good just wasting it. I'm prepared to pay and give them $2,000 to the club or whatever you like.
Yeah.
I offered them 20 grand 3 years ago, but they put some fat lambs on and made 10, so that's the way it is.
Okay. All right, well, something will get sorted out.
You sold them.
So
thanks a lot, anyhow.
Thank you very much, Ray. Does anyone want to ask Ray anything while Ray's here? No? Okay. Well, thank you, Ray. And
Ray's all right, is he?
We are looking into all of those things.
All good. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you very much.
All the best. See you, bye. Get that go-kart going.
Thanks, Ray. Okay, moving on. We've done apologies and leave of absence. Apologies from Councillor Wes Asprey for today. Does anyone request leave of absence for our March meeting? No, everyone's going to be here. Petitions, memorials and deputations. Do we have any petitions, memorials or deputations? None of any. Declarations of councillors and officers' interest. Do we have any declarations of interest that we know of at the moment? No. Confirmations of minutes of the previous meetings. Officer recommendation that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on Wednesday the 17th of December. Councillor Allen has moved that. Do I have a second? Councillor Cork, are there any questions? All in favour? Carried. 6-0. 8, motions of which notice has been given. there are none. Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendations. We haven't had any committee reports, so there are none. Report by the President. I do apologise, this is late, but it is there on your table. Pretty much just a couple of the meetings that I've attended through January. And upcoming this weekend is the Ignite Wiki Festival and the Row Rock. And there is a regional road group meeting as well in March. So there's March is already filling up pretty quick. And just congratulations to all of our award winners at Australia Day event. So that's my report. Are there any questions on that? Report by the Chief Executive Officer as listed. List of appointments. Are there any questions to the CEO? Would you like to say anything?
I was only going to raise on one. Councillor, we finally got that building permit done for the bowling club. After all the backwards and forwards, I'm glad to get that one off the list.
That's very good. All right.
Thanks for that.
Slow progress, but sure. That's good. Okay, moving on. Delegations are exercised. Any questions on the delegations exercised? No. Notices of motions for the following meeting? None. Reports and information. Monthly schedule of accounts paid for December. I just have one amendment here. The schedules are for December, not November. If you go, it says November.
Yeah. In summary.
Yeah. So that should be December. That's just a typo. Whoop. Down too far. So we have our report there and our recommendation on page 10. Do I have a mover and a seconder for the recommendation that we acknowledge payments from the municipal fund of $797,418.72 for December 2025? I can have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Courtman, Councillor Miller, any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Moving down. Monthly schedule of accounts paid for January, again says November. And moving down to the recommendation on page 13. The officer recommendation that council acknowledges payments from the municipal fund of $370,403.30 and the trust of $240 for January 2026. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Nairns, Councillor Gall. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Moving down to the next one. I think that again has that typo.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in November. That should be December 2025 for statement of financial activity for December.
Bad month.
At least you're consistent.
And that'll be changed. We won't have that in there. It'll be just accepted financial activity.
Yeah. Council, the officer recommendation on page 15 that we accept the statement of financial activity for period ending December 25. Councillor Mearns, Councillor Drawn, any discussion? All in favour? Carried 6. Moving down to the last one.
That's not
in January.
I thought you changed it.
Statement of financial activity for December or January?
January.
So that it's incorrect in...
Councillor Gould?
Yeah.
You missed that one. It was just January.
In the recommendation, it should read for January. So if we... Someone moves the recommendation for January. Councillor Mearns. And Councillor Gould has moved that. Any discussion? All in favour? Carried 6. Well done. Annual General Meeting of Electors, receival of minutes as in the attachment of, in the attachments. They were. So we just have a recommendation that Council receive the minutes of the Annual General Meeting of Electors held on the 4th of February 2026. Councillor Fran has moved that. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cork. Any discussion? Carried. All in favour? Carried 6. 6-0. Next one, licence to occupy, Public Transport Authority. This is really good to see this one come through. Did you want to say anything about this lease?
Probably the only thing, councillors, if you read through the report, we did look at trying to purchase this. Basically, we've been told that our possibility of that's going to be extremely slim, so we'll just turn around and just make a note of it and just keep it going with the lease renewal.
And is the lease renewal similar to the last one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it bigger, the area?
I think they took two leases and joined it into one.
Yes, because I'm pretty sure we didn't extend all the way up, but now we've got quite a big area, which is really good. All right, so...
how does that go with this? Like, how long is this new lease extending for?
10 years.
10 years. So do we commit buildings to that?
You can't build on it.
Yeah.
You can't
build. You can only build if you get approval from PTA. Difficult.
All right.
That's why I think they wanted to purchase it so that we had full control.
Any other questions? All right, do I have a mover and a seconder then, please?
I'll move.
Thank you, Councillor. Seconder, Councillor Mearns. Any discussion?
Could you see they kept it at the dollar payable on demand, not
they
CPI?
Did. Yeah. Is anyone voting against the recommendation? All in favour then? Carried 6 all.
Six all.
All voted, six of us. Purchase of Wickapin Community Shed Building. Do I have a mover on and a seconder for something?
I think we need to have a discussion about it.
Yes.
So you'd like to move, remove standing orders?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, Councillor Cork has moved that we remove standing orders. Do I have a seconder?
Can we do that for the next item as well?
We can do them individually.
Okay.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
Okay. And we will.
We can't do them together, can we?
not really.
No, we can do a vote individually. Yeah. Did I have a? I don't know. Did I have a seconder? Councillor Allen has seconded that. Is everyone in favour?
Yep.
Yes, 6-0. So we agree. 6-0. Sorry.
6-0.
We need. Okay, so can I have a mover and a seconder, please, that we resume standing orders?
Yep.
Councillor Miller and Councillor Gall have moved that we remove, we reinstate
standing
orders, and we go back to item 13.7, purchase of Wickapen Community Shed building. Do I have a recommendation on this item?
I recommend that we don't pay the $4,500.
Do we lay it on the table?
That's all we're doing?
Yes.
Sorry. Further information.
Yeah. Mover and a seconder, sorry, that
yes.
we lay the item on the table.
Yes.
Pending further information. Councillor Miller.
Yes, sir.
And Councillor Gall. Any discussion? All in favour? Carried 6. Righty-ho. Moving on to the next item. Camping Curlew Way, Wickapen. We have a recommendation on page 24. If I could have a mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Manns has moved that. Do I have a seconder, Councillor Miller? Any discussion? Is anyone voting against this recommendation?
Yep.
So 6 are voting against this recommendation. So no one is for this recommendation.
Madam Chair, just in regards to that, because the Council has voted against the motion, we need a reason why. I am taking it from discussions that I had with councillors before the meeting, most people are against this motion simply because there is no intention to actually build on the property, it is just being used for camping. If council members are happy for us to use that as for a reason why the item was voted against.
Are councillors happy for that reason to be used?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. CEO, that will be great. Okay, so we've had a vote, we've got the reason, we'll move on now to the next item. Synergy Road Use Agreement to move infrastructure along the Fence Road to the Williams Condinan Road and eventually to the King Rocks Wind Farm Project.
Yep.
Are you moving this, Councillor Gall?
Yes, I just wanted to quickly ask the CEO a question as to whether there's an equitable agreement offered by Synergy, in your opinion.
For the dollar value, we've got the same agreement that Dunwoodian got. They've got a few more kilometres than us, though.
Yeah. Oh, and they'll repair any damage to the door. Okay. I'm happy to move that.
Okay, Councillor Gall has moved that recommendation. Do I have a seconder?
No. Can we have a bit more discussion?
How about I get a seconder and then you can ask a question? Does someone want a second? Councillor Miller? Councillor Gall, did you want to speak for the recommendation?
No, I'm happy with what's been provided and I'm happy that that it's a reasonable request and will be compensated.
Okay, Councillor Miller, did you want to speak?
No.
Anyone speak against? Any other questions?
Yeah, I've just got a question. I mean, no, I'm not a truckie or got him sitting here, so he's not going to tell us. With the axle loadings, are they considerably higher, the axle loadings that they talk about in there, than what the trucks run, like a normal truck at the moment? And they talk about 1.1, from 1.1 to 1.7 times the axle estimated, something or other, axle loadings. So does that mean that the axle loading on those, if Tomo's going along in his truck and it's got X amount of tonnes on each axle, which it's legal for, that these blokes can run up to 1.7 times?
Well, that's a question I've got no idea on the answer on. Would anyone in the room have an idea?
Did you
read?
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, I think that, essentially, I think that is correct, Councillor. The infrastructure they're going to be bringing through is heavy. But I guess probably one of the major things with that is your trucks are only going to be going slow, so which will turn around. But that's the reason why they've turned around and we've pushed for this agreement.
Well, my argument to that, without knowing anything about the technicalities of it, if it's up to 1.7 and we're going to get a total figure of $35,000 compensation, I don't reckon $35,000 goes very far to if you've got to rebuild a road, but I mean, I'm speaking right out of my depth. I don't know, but I just saw those axle loadings at 1.7 and I thought, what's that do to our road? And $35,000 to fix it up.
We'd have to find out what that actually means first.
Yeah.
Because it might not be that at all.
And that's my, that's probably my concern about it, but I mean, I'm speaking well outside my...
Well, we don't know, do we?
Yeah, I mean, we can only work on an assumption, but, I guess essentially what they've turned around and done is the way that they've assessed it is that, if there's anything that's likely to cause any damage, then that's what it should be able to cover. But once again, it's, you know, I know the dollar rate that they use is exactly the same as they use for the Shire of Dumbuya.
We're probably fortunate on that stretch of road. It's reasonably straight. There's not many bends, so they wouldn't be twisting and turning as such, I wouldn't think, because the fence road is fairly straight. So that might be in our favour. Anyway, any other discussion? Okay, we have the recommendation there. I'll put the question. All in favour? Carried 6. No one against. So, yeah. Something that we could find out, I guess, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'll trace it through and confirm that if I can.
Yep. A bit more information would be good.
Righto, 13.10, Shire of Wickapen LPS. This document that's been around for ages has finally come back to us in almost final form. It's been out to the community. The community have given us feedback. All good, I believe, and really positive. And councillors did a wonderful job preparing this LPS, which will be our future for a long time. So well done, everyone. And we do have a recommendation here to actually... somewhere here. On page 32, that council, there's 8 dot points to the recommendation. This recommendation was drafted by our town planner. And he's taken into consideration all of the submissions that have been given from the public. So we have a recommendation there, if someone would like to move that. Councillor Ball has moved the recommendation. Councillor Mears. Councillor Law, any discussion?
No, I was happy with it. Happy to support it.
Okay. Councillor
Law. Yes, as I said earlier, that it's a live document, so we can change it and look at it, and maybe circumstances will change, which is a healthy way for it to be. It's a living document.
Anyone against the recommendation? Okay. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Well done, everyone. Moving on, dot point 14, confidential reports and information. Any urgent business? With no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed. 4:47.